You're listening to Numbers by Barron's. It's Friday, September 13th. I'm Jeffrey Cain, and I'm here with the numbers you need to navigate the markets this morning. Our first number is minus 0.5%. That's where Europe's key interest rate is after the European Central Bank lowered it on Thursday. The central bank also plans to buy $22 billion worth of bonds every month. It's all part of a new economic stimulus plan, which the ECB says will run, quote, for as long as necessary. The new program is more aggressive than expected. It's aimed at reviving the sluggish growth in the economies that share the euro currency. But it also means that the eurozone will have negative interest rates for some time to come. And it raises questions about what else a central bank could do if economic conditions deteriorate further. The next number up is $1.6 billion. That's how much the U.S. government now pays a day in interest on its debt. Those borrowing costs have led the Treasury Department to consider issuing a 50-year Treasury bond next year. That's what Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin told CNBC. In 2017, when the U.S. Treasury Department looked into ultra-long bonds, Wall Street was opposed to the idea. Will investors be more receptive this time around? The Treasury Secretary says, quote, "We think there is some demand for it." Our last number is 28%. That's how far shares of Smile Direct Club fell on their first day of trading on Thursday. Smile Direct sells clear plastic teeth aligners directly to consumers. It's the first American company, since at least 2008, to raise more than $1 billion and price its IPO above the range and still tumble on its stock market debut. That's according to Bloomberg. Another initial public offering is about to make its debut. Shares of the cybersecurity company Cloudflare will begin trading on the New York Stock Exchange later today. And that's Numbers by Barron's for Friday, September 13th. I'm Jeffrey Cain, and we'll be back with more numbers you need to know on Monday.